Midsummer Night by Katia Slomalski, narrated by Lily Ward. The loudspeakers in the car are blasting out a well-known melody, which reminds Alicia of the last day of term and start of her summer holidays many years ago. Alex hummed along for a while, then stopped and started tapping the beat on the steering wheel instead. Slightly out of rhythm, though. It was hot in the car, despite having both the windows down to get some air flowing through. Simply not enough wind to make any real difference. The queue for the ferry had grown long, even though they had set off from home before 9 a.m. Along the coast, people took their boats out to the archipelago to celebrate the midsummer weekend. Anyone without a boat had to travel by the car ferry that only took a limited number of cars on each trip across, so all of this was rather time-consuming and arduous. They had chit-chatted on and off, and Alex very cautiously tried to approach the elephant in the room, only to resolutely back off every time. It was obvious that he wanted to help out, but didn't quite know how.
"But it'll be fun celebrating midsummer on a proper idyllic island in the archipelago," he said casually, as if he wasn't really expecting an answer. Alicia mumbled something along the lines of "mm-hmm" and opened up Instagram on her mobile for the umpteenth time. Alex glanced over and wrinkled his nose.
"Don't you think you've had enough Instagram already today?" he said.
"Nope," Alicia snapped at him, but closed the app all the same.
"Well, I'm here if you want to chat,"
Alex responded, but not very convincingly.
"I know," Alicia retorted tartly.
They had already gone over this. Alicia was the one that had ended the relationship, not Marco. A whole month had passed, and she should be over him by now. She was well aware of this, but it was hard to know where to go and what to do next. She felt like a newbie, untouched, despite being an adult, and the so-called single market had grown so much during the few years she had been romantically involved with Marco. She just didn't know where to start. Alex couldn't relate at all. He had been single as long as they had been friends. Well, up to now, that is. Alicia figured out that Alex's new girlfriend must be truly special to make him consider settling down. She was about to meet Sabine for the first time at this midsummer party that some of Sabine's friends were organizing. Sabine was already on the island, helping out with the preparations. Alicia didn't know all that much about her, to be honest, apart from Alex being head over heels in love for this girl, and this was new territory for him. Alicia could tease him about it, but she resisted the temptation. He would just get cranky.
"I think you just need to get laid," Alex blurted out, and looked nervously at Alicia. She let out a loud giggle.
"And who do you think would want to take this terrified whisper?"